guys, welcome to Full Out Flying Solo. Today I feel like it's a weekend and I feel like I see other couples on the weekends like doing a bunch of house stuff. I feel like weekends are the times for husbands and families to like go to Lowe's and like do stuff like that. Like our neighbors like are always doing something like that. And we're just like not in that phase of our life right now because we have a baby and we have another kid, a daughter. And I feel like the weekends are the most stressful times of our lives. So I did really go full out one weekend right before I had the baby. I made my husband be one of those husbands who does stuff on the weekends because, okay, I'm the kind of person who, and I don't know if this is from like cheerleading or whatever, growing up like that. Like if somebody tells me like they'll do it, they'll help me later. I have such an urgency to me where I'm like, no, it needs to happen right now. The second I get an idea, I need to do it immediately. And it's not a great quality in me because it really stresses me out. Like it makes me super stressed out sometimes. And I was like 8 months pregnant and we were turning our guest room into a nursery for our son. And in our guest room, we had this queen size bed that used to be my husband and like it used to be our bed. We used to have this queen size bed and we moved houses and we're like, let's get a king size bed. And I've always felt like the king size bed is too big. I feel like I'm like living in a different marriage than my husband. The bed is so huge that I just was like, I don't know if I like this. I don't like the feeling of like having so much space. And I feel like in the king size bed, it's like my husband's foot will brush mine and I'll be like, what was that? Because I'm just like, so not you. You just have so much space. And so we had this queen size bed in the guest room and we needed to sell it. And I, all of a sudden, 8 months pregnant, was like, you know what? I think I might want to try the queen size bed back in our room before we sell it. I'm not sure if I'm like, want to go back to a queen. And my husband's like, okay. And I was like, but I don't want to sleep in the guest room because I'm not going to get the real feel for like what the bed would feel. I need to see what it would feel like in our room. And I was like, can you swap the beds? And he's like, yeah, I'll do it later. And so I was like, oh, you'll do it later? Okay, cool. That means I'll do it right now by myself. I'll move these beds, 8 months pregnant, by myself across the hall. And he's like, I'll do it later. So I immediately was like, I'm going to do it by myself, which means I'm going to hire a TaskRabbit so I can do this by myself. So I go and I hire a TaskRabbit, which I feel like TaskRabbit is just a bunch of dudes waiting around for some woman's husband to tell them they'll do it later. They're like ready to jump at the fact. And so this guy shows up so I can move the beds by myself without my husband's help. And he walks up. And he is like huge arms, no muscles, dripping sweat. And I'm like, what? He's dripping sweat from walking up the driveway. And I was 8 months pregnant, so I was a little feisty. And I was like, you know, if walking up the driveway is getting you out of breath, I don't know if you're going to be able to move these beds. And he's like, I can do it. And he was terrible. He like couldn't get the beds apart. He's banging them into the walls, nicking the paint, sweating profusely. And I'm like, it's okay. I'll move that. Don't touch that, please. I just don't want you to get. And so he's. So much so that I had to go downstairs and get my husband who was working in his office. This is what happens when you work from home. And he was like, I was like, I need you to go upstairs and help the TaskRabbit so I can move these beds by myself. And he was like, okay. So my husband and the TaskRabbit spent like an hour moving the beds back and forth to the rooms. I felt really proud of myself. I did it. I didn't want to wait and I got it done and by myself. And I went to go to bed that night and I laid down in a queen size bed, 8 months pregnant. And I was like, I hate this bed. I was like, I need you to move this bed back immediately. And he knows that if he said he would do it later, then I would have just done it by myself. So my husband spent a whole Saturday swapping the beds back so that we could get the king size bed back. So I was like, I can't sleep in this 1 second longer. So that's what it's like to be married to me. I do feel like the bed shuffle is a thing that happens in a lot of houses that I've heard. So if you relate, let me know. If you think I'm crazy, don't let me know. No, you can also let me know. But I did really go full out on, you know, when you're about to have a baby, you're just like, you got to get things moved around. Right before my water broke, I remember I did so much heavy labor, like moving of stuff that day because my husband was out of town. And I was like, I don't know. You just really get in a mood of like, things need to get finished right now. We have Molly joining us because we have some full out stories from you guys. Thanks for writing in. Keep writing in. You can send us a voice memo, however you want, but let's hear it.
Okay. So awesome. So these are some written in ones. So we have Sean. Love the content. My wife and I were stunt partners while she was getting her master's degree and I was in law school. Our cheer coach introduced us when he owned a gym in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh.
His name is Craig Calloway, and he made a few appearances in season 2 of Cheer on Netflix when Netflix covered Trinity Valley Community College. So they full out met.
I love it. I feel like there's so many stunt partner relationships. It's like you kind of have to date your stunt partner. I think you trust them a lot because you're trusting them with your life. I mean, my sister dated all of her stunt partners. And yeah, it was like, it's like a thing that happens. And there's so many weddings where if you look it up, you can see, I bet, what is this person's name?
Sean.
Like, we don't know each other, right?
I don't think so.
I feel like you're probably a little younger than me, but I know people at Trinity Valley, but you might have done this at your wedding. Did you and your wife stunt at the wedding in her wedding dress? If you look it up, you'll find a lot of pictures of cheerleaders in like being held up in their wedding dress by their husband.
No way, because they met while stunting. Did you ever date a stunt partner or just your sister?
No, I didn't. I dated a guy on my team. He was a tumbler.
Okay.
And he wasn't my stunt partner though, no. I didn't. That wasn't really my vibe.
Your vibe was more country singers.
Country singers? No, my vibe was like more like, I liked more like artsy, like weirdo kind of, like, or like country singer type people. I feel like my stunt partners, I never dated them. I feel like I don't really know if I should talk about them because I feel like they might listen to this because I feel like this is like a cheerleader thing, but like they're great and I hope they're happily married.
Release the names.
Yeah. And I'm like, I feel like you see a different side of a person when they're your stunt partner, and if they show any sign of weakness, I'm like so turned off by them. I was like, oh my God, what a wimp or something like that, you know? I don't know.
Okay, our next one is from Jackie. Hi, I love your podcast. My name is Jackie and I'm intersex. I went full out with my story in 2021 when I was first runner up at the Mrs. Michigan America. After the winner had a diagnosis that knocked her out of the pageant, I was sent to Vegas to compete in her place. I decided to just be myself and told my story about being born intersex, having testes in my abdomen, and the silence and shame I lived with. I ended up winning Mrs. America, and now I'm a podcast host and viral TikTok creator.
Whoa.
That is
cool. Yeah. Wait, what happened to the other person?
The other person had like a diagnosis that like knocked them out of the pageant. So then she took their place for Mrs. America
in
Vegas.
This sounds like this sounds like that ice skating story, like Nancy Kerrigan and like
Tanya Harding.
Yeah. I'm like, a diagnosis that knocked them out of the pageant?
Yeah, apparently.
What kind of diagnosis? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Well, she has a podcast too, so I'm sure we can hear about
more. Thank you for listening to our podcast, fellow podcaster. That's so cool that you decided to be yourself. I love that. And I can't wait to listen to your podcast and hear your whole story. I really want to know what Miss America is? What pageant is it?
Ended up winning Mrs. America, and now I'm a podcast host. And she went her like
Mrs. America?
Yeah, won Mrs. America.
And wait, Mrs. America wrote into
our podcast? One of the Mrs. America winners wrote in.
Guys, did we make it?
I think we made it.
I'm like, can you just read it again one more time?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like there was so much going on that I was like,
I know.
Is this episode of Dateline, all I could think about was the diagnosis getting kicked out. I'm sorry, I missed the whole rest of it.
No, you're good. So like for the summary of it, so their name's Jackie and they're intersex. And then they went full out with their story in 2021 when she was a first runner up at the Mrs. Michigan America and then got sent to Vegas to compete in Mrs. America and ended up winning. And her whole story was about being intersex.
This is really interesting.
And so cool.
Specifically, I looked it up. Mm-hmm. So she has XY chromosomes, but her body cannot respond to testosterone and develops externally as a female.
Yeah.
She was born with internal testes but no uterus and no ovaries. Very interesting.
Wow. So interesting. And they listen to our podcast. That is so cool, Jackie.
That's so cool. I can't wait to listen to your podcast.
We should
have her on. Yeah.
I know.
Please come on our podcast.
And tell us more about this.
I know, because I just have more questions.
I know.
That's the hard thing with these write-ins, because I'm like, I want to know more.
I know.
That's so fascinating. And wow, so cool, so brave. I feel like that's such a shitty, like, dumb thing to say. But I mean, to become Miss America and be honest and be who you are, that's like so cool.
Really cool.
I'm also proud of Miss America pageant because
it doesn't sound like they'd usually be like
for being like open to letting people be who they are.
Yeah, right? No, exactly. And I think that that's like, it shows that people are being more open-minded and understanding that like, gender is so such a spectrum.
Yeah. Wow, so cool. Thank you for writing in.
Yeah. Okay. This next one is less of like a impactful Fallout story, but not to shit on Lilia's story, but Lilia says, I went full out for Halloween weekend this year. I did all four nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh my God.
But the way I went full out was creating a detailed agenda for my friends and I for when to sleep, when to eat, and when to start drinking again. I would say it was a success.
Oh my gosh. I feel like type A over here planning all the stops.
I only made it out two nights this weekend. I did not do four. That is crazy.
That is a lot of nights. I went out. I went to a Halloween party the night after Halloween. That was an adult Halloween party. And it's my favorite party. It's like one of my favorite parties to go to. It's so fun. I love everyone there. I don't remember it being after Halloween last year. I think the fact that Halloween was on a Friday, then all the adult stuff was on Saturday.
Got it.
And if you have kids, I feel like going out again the next day. And I was also having a horrible allergic reaction to something in the air where like my eyes were watering for three days and my nose was like dripping water, disgusting. And I was like, should I just go to this adult party as someone who's allergic to Halloween? Because I feel like I am, I guess that I've developed an allergy to Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't know. It also happens. It's happened to me three times since I had Benjamin, this like weird allergy reaction. Once was when I went to Vegas. I did take my almost 2-month-old baby to Vegas to do shows with my dad. My dad came with me to watch my son in Vegas, which was so sweet and hilarious because we stayed at the Golden Nugget. And if you know
my
Vegas,
gosh, the Golden Nugget. That's a rough one.
Well, I tried to just get us this other hotel because the shows weren't actually on the Strip. They were like more downtown. And I was like, I wanted to be able to be super close to where the baby was because he was 2 months old and I was still breastfeeding and I like had to bring, I remembered, oh my God, I had to do like a breast milk drug drop at the at the Golden Nugget. Like I was about to go on stage. I was like about, like the show was starting in a bit and I like knew
that's
I was
probably
later.
Probably their least common drug drop.
Yeah, I was later in the lineup and I was like, I said to another comic, and these were like road comics who I feel like were like gritty, like road comic guys. And I was like, do you guys think I have time to like run some breast milk back to the hotel? And this guy was like, I wouldn't do that. And I was like, well, my baby can't eat anything else. So I got in an Uber, like zipped over to the Golden Nugget, dropped breast milk off with my dad, who like, you know, my parents are divorced. Like I grew up living with my mom and seeing my dad sometimes, but he had my 2-month-old baby with him. Anyways, I got a horrible allergic reaction to Vegas and I was like, my eyes were dripping probably from the smoke in the Golden Nugget.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't have a 2-month-old baby in the Golden Nugget. Also, my dad and I were dying laughing because I tried to get us a suite and I thought it would have like an extra bed in the like living room situation, and it didn't. And I was like, we need to upgrade our room because like my dad and I need our own space and we have the baby. So I upgraded the room and they basically gave us like the room was so big. It was basically like the whole eighth floor of the Golden Nugget Hotel.
And oh my.
We were like, what are we doing right now?
Well, that's the way to do the Golden Nugget if you're going to do it.
Yeah, it was definitely full out because my dad couldn't even hear the baby from his side of the wing. And the whole point was for him to be like watching the baby. And then, so I got this terrible allergic reaction. Then a few months later, I went to my mom's house in Texas. She has cats. Horrible like allergic reaction. Then this Halloween got it again, but my dad was here. So I was like, either I've developed like an extreme allergy to my parents.
Yeah.
Like it, weirdly, my parents are always around whenever I have this weird allergic reaction.
So strange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's not, if this was the first time it happened by Halloween. So maybe you're not allergic to Halloween at least.
Yeah, I don't know. I also might be allergic to that purple braid that I had to put in my K-pop Demon Hunters. Yeah,
you guys were all
Hunters
K-pop
braid.
Demon Hunters.
Yeah, we were K-pop people. Demon Hunters. Okay. I made my husband, well, me and my daughter made my husband dress up as the third girl Amazing. Group Demon Hunter. It's kind
I
of our
thing.
It
kind of looked like Britney Spears. Like, the outfit kind of looked like Britney Spears a little bit.
I was like, you think he looks like Britney Spears? What about me?
The outfit did.
He did. And then we were going trick-or-treating and he had this wig on and our daughter kept wanting to be put on his shoulders because she decided to wear high heel boots trick-or-treating. And I was like, this is not going to last super long. And so he ended up taking off the wig halfway through and he's like, nobody's paying attention to me anyways. And then he's like, also, he just had like a full face of makeup. So he's like, I just look like a drag queen post show. So that's what we said he was halfway through.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
But we went for it. Okay, awesome. Guys, keep writing in, sending us voice memos however you want. Subscribe to us, follow us wherever you get your podcasts, and keep going full out. Thanks. Bye.